A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shkalim Yutes, Shkalim 19a, pagination page 37, starting from the new Mishnah at the top of the page, about 8 lines from the top. Masnisin, we learned. Moshe nimtzu'u bein ha-shkalim l'nedova. If you found in the Beis HaMikdash money between the pushka designated for shkalim and the pushka designated for nedava, for voluntary offerings that they would bring on the mizbeach. Korov l'shkalim, if the coins you're finding are closer to the shkalim, to the chatzi shekel, to the machatzis ha-shekel, which is the primary discussion of the mesechta, yiplu l'shkalim. So then, since it's closer to that pushka, you should give it to that cause. L'nedava, if it's closer to nedava, to the voluntary offerings, yiplu l'nedava, then you should put it into that pushka. Mechza l'mechza, if it's half and half, yiplu l'nedava, then when in doubt, if you're really pushed against a corner and you need to decide and you can't prove anything, so then you give it to the nedava, to the voluntary karbonos. And what's explained in the Gemara is because if you leave it in the machatzis ha-shekel, remember that not all of the machatzis ha-shekel ends up getting used for karbanos. A lot of what's left after they tithe it gets used to build the walls of the city and for all kinds of other things. And therefore, when in doubt, we always push it to the holier, which is, in this case, to for sure bring it as a karban on the mizbeach. The Mishnah continues. Ben eitzim la levona. If you found this money between the pushka that was designated for wood donations or lavona donations, which is a substance that was brought as a carbon, so to speak, karav la'etzim, if it's closer to the wood, yiplu la'etzim, so put it in that pushka. La lavona, yiplu la lavona, if it's closer to the lavona one, put it in that pushka. Mechza la'mechza, yiplu la lavona, if it's equally distant, so then you should put it in the Lavona one, and the Mefarshim explain, because Eitzim is a Machshir mitzvah. Wood is helping it burn. Lavona is the actual carbon that's going to be burning. And therefore, when you're really forced into a corner, Mechza Lemechza, you upgrade it, and you bring it as a carbon in the form of Lavona. Let's skip down, he knows it by heart. Let's skip down about 3 lines, still in the Mishnah, just because there's a case there that's a little too complex for our session. And we continue in the middle of a line. Bein chulin lemaiser. If you found the money between money designated as secular, mundane money, not holy money, and pushka designated for Maiser Sheni, or a pile designated for Maiser Sheni, which is holy money. You need to use that money in Yerushalayim. So karav l'chulin, yiplu l'chulin. If it's closer to chulin, bring it for secular, and you're allowed to use it as your own money. L'maiser Sheni, if it's closer to Maiser Sheni, yiplu l'maiser Sheni, you should use it as Maiser Sheni. Mechza l'mechza, yiplu l'maiser Sheni. If it's equal, you upgrade it, and you have to use it in Yerushalayim. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Holchin achar hakarov, you follow which one is closer. Lahakel, and you can be lenient based on that. Even though theoretically there's a little bit of a doubt, you could rely on karov. Mechza lemechza, but if it's equal, I don't have a choice. Lahachmir, we're going to be strict and force it into the more strict of the two choices. Beautiful Mishnah. One would think, after going through multiple cases, the Mishnah was explicitly clear that you should follow Karov, which one is closer. It couldn't have been more clear. Here's the problem. The Rambam writes, if a box is used for Chulin, and Maiser Sheni, which is like really close to getting practical. You have money that's somewhat holy. We would think of it like tzedakah money. It's not tzedakah money, but ma'aser sheni money and my own money. And you have two piles and they're in a box. And the Rambam goes ahead and paskins, Imrov, if most of the money is chulin, follow chulin. If most of the money is ma'aser sheni, follow the ma'aser sheni. Mechza lemechza. Then you're going to follow the Ma'aser Sheni, the more strict. Okay, so more strict follows the pattern of our Mishnah. But excuse me, the Mishnah was very explicit. Follow the Karov. Doesn't say follow the Rov. Likewise, in Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Hilchas Tzedakah, Simen Reish Nuntes, the Rama writes, Hishtamish B'teva, if you're dealing with a box, B'vasachas B'shteyem, and you have your money and tzedakah money, and I guess you thought they were separate enough, and now you got money in the middle, and you don't know which pile it came from. Azlinan basar ruba. You follow the majority, whichever one was more, that's what you attribute it to. And the question is, excuse me, what happened to this Mishnah? So there's a fascinating answer given by the Radvaz on the Rambam. And the Radvaz writes that this concept of follow the closer one by Pushkas only works in a stable environment. But a teva, a box, like a drawer, by definition is moving. And once it's moving, all bets are off. You can't follow Karov. You have to follow Rov. And that's a fascinating answer. And if you follow that answer to its logical conclusion, if you have plates on a bima, Erev Yom Kippur, or Tainus Esther, Erev Purim, and you have money at the end that's lying in the middle, and you can't quite figure out where it's supposed to go, so according to this Radvaz, you would have to assess the situation. Is this considered a stable environment? If the plates were far enough from each other, and the money is clearly closer to one of them, is that enough to rely on to pull this off? And that's definitely one approach that's out there. The Rav on Mishnayos writes, straightforward, he says, you're going to have a problem here, because we paskin in Baba Basra, Rov v'Karov, Holchin achar harov. If you have two ways to solve the question, one is majority, there's more odds it came from there, because that's where most pigeons are coming from, or you have Karov. Yeah, but it's closer to his chicken coop. Closer, or more, we follow the more. We follow Rov. And therefore the Rav says that this Mishnah is going that the Pushkas had the same amount, and therefore Rov was not a factor. And this Mishnah should be understood that the Pushkas were equal. How likely is that? Exactly equal. Rov should not be a factor. So the Yochanan of Boaz adds a curveball. He says anything that fluctuates significantly, constantly, is not considered a rov, which is a fascinating concept. He says Pushkas, you know, some days they're into the building fund, and some day they're into the Aniye Ircha, the poor of the city, and the numbers fluctuate. And therefore, if that's the way the Pushkas are working, then he says that's not a rov. Just because you come now at the moment of your doubt and you see that one of them is more, that doesn't mean that that's an indication of where it came from.
That answers the steer from the Abbas, it doesn't answer the Rambam.
Right. So the Rambam would be talking in normal cases where one is a rov, and he's not going with this fluctuation logic. Or if you can verify your fluctuation, that clearly one is happening more than the other, then you'd be able to attribute it more to that. So again, when you have your plates situation, which is a classic question that every Gabbai Tzedakah deals with, there's a lot to be borne on the issue. Our Mishnah seems to indicate straightforward, follow the Karov. We know that that's not true. We follow the Rove. What are the exceptions to that rule? One of the significant factors might be that if you're dealing with a Karov de Muchach, something is so clearly closer that the Shaila didn't even start in your mind. What do you mean? This $20 bill? I mean, they put it right next to the plate. Obviously, he took change and he put it down, and the Shaila didn't even start in your mind. That might be helpful. Because Karav de Muchach, even though it's a Machlokas Rishonim, but if Karav de Muchach is Muchach Tefei, it's really, really clear, that might help. One question, just to make the observation clearly, there is an expression, Ein Holchin B'Mamon Achar Harov, we don't follow roves by money. What does that mean? And the answer, of course, is, that's referring to motzi mechaver olav araya. If you want to extricate money from somebody, then all the roves in the world, it doesn't prove that you could take money from him. But if we have money in between and we don't know what to do with it, then certainly that's similar to the case in Baba Basra where we have a check in the middle of two coupes and we have to decide probably where did it come from. And that's similar to this shaila by money between two pushkas, we want to clarify where did it come from, and we would follow rove if there's a rove to be had. Yashar koach, have a great evening.